Thanks to our sponsor, this episode of Crazy Fitness Got a Healthy Living podcast was created using Podcastle. Podcastle is truly the easiest way to start your podcast. You can record remote interviews in studio quality sound. Editing is a breeze with a super intuitive and user-friendly audio editor. You can take advantage of their powerful AI tools like Magic Dust to optimize audio levels and remove background noise with just a single click. And I also use Podcastle to automatically transcribe my episodes, which not only lets me share the final transcript with all of you, my listeners, on different channels, but it even allows me to use their text editor to clean up any of the episode content I don't like. And I'll correspondingly edit the audio accordingly. Podcastle is amazing, all-in-one platform to create your podcast or any audio and video content. Give it a try at podcastle.ai. That is podcastle.ai. Did you know Crazy Fitness Guy is not backed by any corporate company and is just a one-person show? Well, there's this term around the podcasting community called indie podcasters. I'm an independent podcast creator. So because I'm not backed by a huge big corporate company, well, if I run out of money and everything else, Crazy Fitness Guy would no longer exist. No website, no podcast, no nothing. If you want to help support the show and keep our lights on, consider becoming a premium podcast member of Crazy Fitness Guy's premium podcast. You get behind-the-scenes access, early access to shows, private Discord server, and premium Discord roles, and exclusive behind-the-scenes access. Plans start at $3.99 a month or $30 a year.
Get ready to unleash your inner awesomeness with the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. Hosted by Jimmy Clare, renowned professional keynote speaker, podcaster, and autism advocate, this show is all about embracing what makes us unique. Join Jimmy as he shares inspiring stories, experiences, and expertise to motivate and educate. Make sure you follow our show so you never miss a brand new episode. Now let's dive into the show.
I don't know what else to do, so let's go do this. And then I also I'm also passionate about fitness. I'm very passionate about fitness because just hearing some people talking about taking medications and whatnot, it's like, oh, I hate medications. I really use medications as like the last resort. Like if I'm studying for a test or I had to take a big test in college, and it's like if I'm sick, I would take the medication. But it's like, I hate medication. I really, really do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your fitness is, you know, for lack of a better term, it's a foundational practice, you know, so that word is thrown out a lot in a lot of different ways of building a foundation. What does it actually mean? It means something that you can build other things on top of, right? So, you know, fitness, having a good routine, eating, you know, healthy nutrition programs, mindset practices, stress management, like these are all staple things that we've known since the beginning of time, right? And unfortunately, now we're in a culture in many ways where it's very easy to supplement it with a quick fix pill, you know, something that augments where we are at the moment and artificially puts us into a better state for the moment, but it doesn't actually solve any problem. You know, we're focusing on the symptom rather than the cause. So fitness really is a, you know, and really any type of physical endeavor and strength, if you work on that and you develop that, all other things are going to, you know, flow downstream from that. By happenstance, you're going to have a better mindset. You're going to have a better outlook on life. You're going to have a better belief in many ways. So I've talked to a lot of people that, you know, if you aren't into a physical practice or a structured exercise type program, just starting with that is going to solve quite a few things. Maybe it's not the end all of what you want to do, or, you know, solve everything. I mean, we're never going to solve all of our problems, right? It's just part of the, it's part of life, but it is a first foundational step of, you know, of getting down. And once you get that down, all the other small details and the minority of things that are going to get you to that next level, they start to become more prevalent. But you got to start with, you know, get into the body first, and then a lot of other things are going to fall in place.
I agree with a lot.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Crazy Fitness Guy Show. If you enjoyed this episode, this leave us a review so more people can find us. In the meantime, use the links in the show notes to subscribe to our monthly newsletter, shop for swag, read blog posts, watch videos, and listen to the latest episodes. In the meantime, visit crazyfitnessguy.com to see what we are up to in between episodes. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask, because it just sits on my desk and it reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day, because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Yeah. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information.